Last year, we heard from a first-time expecting mother who'd be delivering her newborn during a pandemic, something Vanessa Haney never thought she'd be in. 1 year later, we checked back with Haney and some other new moms who shared the same experience. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao has more.
Vanessa Haney was 7 months pregnant when I last talked to her in April of last year. 1 year later, I'm talking to her as she works from her home office as a new mom to a young son.
Yeah, lots of changes to kind of take in all at once.
Her son was due on July 7th last year, but arrived earlier on June 30th. And that unpredictability is typical in childbirth. But there were also more unexpected things that happened to Haney because of the pandemic.
Everyone's wearing a mask. I wouldn't recognize any of the doctors that I saw in person because I haven't seen their whole face. We weren't allowed any visitors. So my parents were actually in town, but not allowed at the hospital.
Her hospital visit was shorter too. Instead of staying for 3 or 4 days after delivery, Haney was only there for one.
Once he was growing up,
Haney's talking about her son here.
And we were kind of starting to leave the house a little bit more. It was just so different because, I mean, there are so many fears associated with, you know, newborns and sort of exposing them to new people, and then sort of heightened and almost kind of, like post-traumatic stress from the pandemic, right? So now you're dealing with a newborn and then, you know, trying to go out in public and, you know, on top of the pandemic. So it was just a little bit more nerve-wracking, I think.
Another new mom, Kara Brummond, felt the same way, returning home after delivery.
The hardest part was coming back from the hospital. Everybody wants to visit your baby. Everyone wants to see it. And you're like, wait, we're in a pandemic.
Brummen gave birth to her daughter in September of 2020. And for the most part, her pregnancy during the pandemic was fine.
That was something that I think was a surprising benefit in the end, because I got to be working from home in a little bit more of maybe a relaxed environment as my pregnancy kind of built throughout 2020.
But there was one main thing that got her nervous.
They weren't offering any of the what to expect when you're expecting classes in person. So we had to just follow this online, and we weren't able to like practice positions or breathing patterns. We just learned this stuff on a video, had no real application of it.
The COVID-19 pandemic has actually shown that being socially connected in meaningful ways is actually key to human health and survival. So much research has been done outlining how social distancing negatively affects learning and growth, and it prevents people from effectively socializing, which is a fundamental human need. This isolation has been the biggest struggle for new mom Teddy Friedman.
I've been fortunate to have a group of women that I've connected with as a new mom. But, you know, if the pandemic were not a thing, I would have more regular social interaction with other moms and other, you know, more of my friends I'd be seeing on a regular basis.
Friedman delivered her daughter back in April of last year, around the beginning of lockdowns in the state. And the hardest part for her so far is not being able to walk down the street and show up at a friend's door and walk in the house, or invite friends over to share a meal and conversation about the funny things her daughter has been doing.
You know, we can mention that to friends, but it's not the same because we just don't have that regular interaction.
But the pandemic has also allowed Friedman and her husband to not think too far into the future and really try to be present for their daughter.
I think not having distractions of people, even though people are so wonderful and helpful in many ways to have by your side, I think just the focus we were able to give to our daughter helped us react in a really healthy and positive way.
While the pandemic has put uncertainty on the forefront of our daily lives, Friedman, along with both new moms, Vanessa Haney and Kara Brummond, are going to take in this new chapter of their life one day at a time. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Nina Rao.